Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Cinema Hangover, where three completely unqualified individuals drink and talk about movies. Now, today, we're going to do something a little bit different. We're going to introduce a bit of a new segment. So,
another new segment.
Look at us.
Yes, we're coming up with some ideas here.
I think this new segment kind of came up because of the movie that we're going to talk about.
Yes. So, this segment is called Pre-Game, where we get a chance to talk about any of developments that have come up with a new movie that's coming out, whether it's a trailer or discussions or anything that pops up before we've had a chance to actually dive into the film.
It'll kind of be a good illustration of what we think about a movie before we go in and any biases maybe we already have. I think it'd be smart.
Yeah.
And for this particular film, I'm just going to go straight for it. It's the sequel to Joker.
Yeah.
And
Joker 2.
Yes, I'm going to call it Joker 2 from now on. How do you pronounce that?
Fully ado.
Okay, yes. Whatever Oliver said, that.
Fully
yeah,
ado.
That's what, yes, if I say it, I'm just going to fuck it up. But from my understanding, the discourse about this film has been, for lack of a better word, it's been fucking trash.
Like, I've done a pretty good job of staying away from most. I certainly have had nothing spoiled for me. Mm-hmm. And I've stayed away from almost all. Well, I guess I haven't really just seen any spoilers or anything like that about it.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I know about this movie is what I already knew, which is that the director, Todd Phillips, originally said he was never going to make a Joker sequel, which was kind of interesting to me. And then that people seem to fucking hate this movie a lot.
Dude, like, so, all I've heard is just, like, bad things about it. Like,
yeah,
I haven't heard, like, a good thing like that.
I've only, like, heard things from Oliver, really, and he's just like, I hear it sucks, and then I hear it's a musical.
Yeah. I heard it was a musical, and I heard people really don't like it, and that's about all I've heard.
I fucking hate musicals, so, which is really, like, surprising, because, I don't know.
Wait. Have you seen Hamilton?
Yeah, but that's different.
Oh,
that's like, you know, if you're going to a play and you're listening to a musical, that's a little bit different. You get, like, the vibe.
Right.
But, like, watching a movie musical, don't fucking like it. But
yeah, I can see
the first Joker, spoiler alert, really loved.
Yeah, the
and
first Joker's
so
fucking fire.
Hearing that everyone seemingly loved it.
Mm.
Now hearing that everyone just fucking hates this movie is kind of
concerning. Yeah, because the thing is, when the trailers first initially came out for the Joker sequel, it looked solid. Like, okay, it's a continuation.
I was always morbidly curious on it.
Yeah, and the idea of making it a musical is like, you know what? They fucked around and found out last time, and it kind of worked. Let's see if they can do it again. But it seems as if it's more of a fuck around and fuck up at this point.
Maybe. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. It definitely seems like people are having a pretty, I don't even know the right way to describe it, pretty strong reaction to it. And
dog water reaction?
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
No, I don't know if that's the right expression. But definitely seems like people don't like it, which I was pretty shocked. I was like, when I first saw the trailers, I was like, oh, this is going to be a layup. Like, there's everyone, for the most part, lots of people loved the first one.
Oh, yeah.
I think it, like, was pretty universally net positive review.
I mean, shit, didn't it make, like, $1 billion in it?
I think it was the highest grossing R-rated movie
of all time
until
like, Deadpool
and Wolverine, yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
Or maybe the highest grossing R-rated comic book movie. Maybe
that
that's, maybe that's the right way to describe it. But
Either
way, like, it made a ton of money,
mm-hmm.
and you know, I wouldn't say I was, like, incredibly hyped to see the movie, but I was like, yeah, I'll see it. Like, I like the first one. And it came out, and we didn't see it for whatever reason right when it came out.
Mm-hmm.
And
most likely because we heard it was Doug Water.
Yeah, I don't know. I think we were just busy. And then all of a sudden I started hearing the discourse. And the discourse has made me want to see it even more, I think.
Yeah, it is that morbid curiosity of, like, okay,
can it be that bad?
Exactly.
Like, can it be that bad?
Yeah, it's like, okay, let's check the shit out to see if it's really that
trash. I mean,
like,
it's a
trash.
Fucking musical. I feel like it can be that bad.
You know, like,
although I am interested in seeing Lady Gaga as Harley Quinn.
I am interested in that,
I
too.
I feel like there's part of me that feels like she would make a really good Harley Quinn.
Mm-hmm.
So I am curious on that aspect.
I mean, she kind of has, like, the personality and, like, from not just from an acting standpoint, but just from her general persona to capture that essence of Harley. So I can see that happening. It's just with the musical elements of it, it's like, oh, yeah, she can sing. Throw ass in here. It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. It's going to be interesting. I don't really see Lady Gaga as Harley Quinn. in my eyes. So curious to see how I think about that.
Yeah.
When we go into it.
It's going to be a curious, like, it's like an experimental, like, approach to try to make this hybrid of, like, a drama, musical, comic book situation.
I don't even know how you do that.
Yeah, and that's the thing. And also, like, if you asked me, like, say 10 years ago, like, ooh, do you want to check out this musical? I'd be like, who the fuck are you? And no. But now, because I've seen a few musicals for various reasons, don't ask me why, you know, they have some merit if you really know what the fuck you're doing. Yeah.
I'm not a huge musical fan myself unless I'm seeing it in person.
I swear to God, if Joaquin Phoenix starts like tap dancing and singing,
there's probably a good chance that happens. Yeah, I think there's even like hints of it in the trailer. Fuck.
Oh, yeah, no.
I don't know. I'm going in open minded.
Like break out in a musical number. Jazz hands.
I guess that's why I guess to summarize how I feel, I'm gonna go in with an open mind. It's shocking to me that people hate it so much. Yeah. So I'm interested to go in and kind of like understand that. Is it just a bunch of people that are just upset because it's not what they expected it to be? Is it just genuinely like a horrible movie?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know what to expect. So I'm just going to kind of go in through that lens and like want to understand it. Is it genuinely trash or is it just expectations or I don't know?
Right. And that can definitely be the biggest thing that leads to such a strong reaction, like the expectations.
We see it happen a lot with sequels. A lot of sequels, people will hate it even if it's maybe not a bad movie because it's not what they hoped it would be, or maybe it's not as good as the first.
Yeah.
So I don't know, we'll see. I am curious on this one.
I think with it getting such a negative reaction too, it kind of sets the movie up for failure. Even if it ends up being a good movie, like you kind of are going into it.
It sets the expectations though, which kind of benefits.
Maybe that's actually good.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll succeed our expectations because it's such negative reviews.
I mean, maybe.
Can't be that bad. Right?
I mean, if you somehow manage to find a way to sink lower than the bad reviews, that's an achievement in of itself. Like, how the fuck you fucking up that bad?
Yeah.
Well, Jesus.
I guess to summarize, we all have heard not much about the movie itself, besides that's a musical.
Yeah.
And that it's getting shit on.
Yeah. It's getting...
That seems to be the unanimous kind of summary of how we all
Which is
feel.
What I would put musicals... That's kind of what I would put hand in hand, musicals and shit.
Damn. There's like some musical fans in the audience like, how dare you? How dare you?
Recommend a good musical to me and then we'll talk.
Yeah. Well, I guess
Hold on, let me see.
Maybe Joker Fully Ado will surprise you and be the one that turns you to liking musicals. I don't know. Probably not.
I don't think so. But, you know, you never know. We can see.
Yeah. Well, I think that's it. Pregame is supposed to just be quick.
Yeah.
Quick, fast, and easy. Like taking a quick shot before you hit the bars. Yeah. Oh, shit!
Quick little teaser before...
The big shebang.
Big shebang.
Well, probably not the right expression.
Well, stay tuned for our upcoming review on Joker Filet d'Ye. And then...
And in the meantime, if you want to participate with us, watch the movie.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. And then... we'll all do this thing together when we release that podcast.
Yeah.
Yep.
I hope it's...
I don't know. Low expectations.
I'm just hoping I survive it through, because if the musical part is bad, then oh, God.
Okay.
All right. Stick around for when we talk about this film. Until next time, guys, we appreciate you, and we'll catch you next time.
Later.
Cheers.
Oh! Goddamn musical.
Hey everyone, if you want more Cinema Hangover, check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. We also post episodes on Spotify, iTunes, and SoundCloud.
If you have any movie suggestions or questions, drop a comment on any of our social medias.
Also, if you have any drink recommendations, be sure to let us know. And again, thank you for listening.